Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us, as always, on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there. They're totally free. That, again, freetalklive.com. On the way here, if we get a chance, there's an interesting story about emergency powers that apparently are still in effect here in the United States. Sounds a little conspiratorial on its face, but it's pretty interesting. And I hope we can get to it. But I want to talk about what's going on down south, south of the border, as a matter of fact, in Mexico. There's some talk that the Mexican government may actually be going to a silver standard. And Wayne, you've got the information.
Yes, I've been following this story for a while, and actually it's spearheaded by a private businessman. I know we talk so much on the show here about immigration in the U.S., that issue, it's huge, and we've often posed the question, why so many Mexicans want to move up here? Why is it so awful for them down in Mexico? Well, Hugo Salinas Price is a private businessman in Mexico, and he's acutely aware that the United States is plundering Earth's wealth via exchanging dollars created out of thin air for tangible products manufactured worldwide. Mr. Salinas is one of the Mexican's leading businessmen, private businessmen, and for over the past 55 years. And he's guided a company called Grupo Electra to become one of Mexico's most successful businesses. He holds degrees from Wharton, from ITESM. He has a law degree from a major university down in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he's also a renowned monetary expert in North America, and he spearheaded the movement to remonetize silver in Mexico. So he's spearheading this thing.
Interesting.
And he's basically a student of Austrian economics. And, you know, they're a very poor country, but paradoxically, they're very rich in natural resources. And they've got a lot of hardworking labor, a lot of people there who can work hard, but they have to come here because the economy is so ravished by their currency, the peso, which is also a fiat currency. It's kind of an extension of the dollar in a sense.
They all are.
Yeah. But due to his tireless efforts, Salinas played a pivotal role in seeing to it that a bill be introduced to the Mexican Congress with regard to remonetizing silver in Mexico. And he didn't stand alone with respect to this undertaking. Governors from all 31 Mexican states have sent a letter to the Ways and Means Committee of the Mexican House of Representatives to urge approval of legislation to remonetize silver. Nearly 200 Mexican journalists signed a declaration in support of the legislation.
The journalists are behind it?
Yes.
Wow.
And a poll by the Mexican television network TV Azteca found that 96% of viewers approved of the idea to remonetize silver, the silver ounce. So in spite of such popular support, Mexican's Congress has yet to pass legislation to remonetize it, to be sure by
now
threatening...
Now why would that be?
Right, exactly. You know why. Because that's how they're robbing the people. That's why there's so much poverty in Mexico, and they're just importing their poverty problem up here to the United States. That's why tens of millions of people are pouring into the U.S. for opportunities and jobs.
Más libertad.
That's right, because we haven't quite devastated our population and our currency as badly as they have yet. That's the thing. And they talk about the minimum wage in this country. Well, the problem is they're printing too much money. That's the real problem. That's
right.
Why the minimum wage is not enough.
It's true, because as they print more money, the money supply inflates, and as a result of that, there's, what is it, too few dollars chasing too many goods?
Yes, exactly. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is the increase in the money supply relative to the number of goods and services available.
Rising prices is a symptom of inflation.
Exactly.
Right.
And Ted Kennedy knows this, and he's just so full of it. It makes me sick.
Money's a commodity, and essentially commodities remain about the same as far as one loaf of bread buying one carton of eggs has probably been about the same for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, money's a commodity. When you add more of that commodity to the market, the price goes down. So the value of the money disappears because there's more dollars floating around
right.
out there.
But when you use paper money, basically it costs the same amount of money to print a $100 bill as it does a dollar bill.
Sure. Right.
And basically the U.S. has transferred its inflation to the rest of the world, exporting it in the form of dollars, in dollar reserves, and they push it on all these other countries for their goods. And it's complete theft.
So you said the governors of the states in Mexico are behind this. The governors
yes.
are behind it, but the representatives are not.
Yeah, the federal government in Mexico, including the president, are stonewalling, and they're pretending it's not there. But there's a big groundswell grassroots movement there to remonetize silver, and Mexico has huge reserves of silver in the ground. They're the largest silver producer in the world, so they could do this very easily and create a vibrant economy.
Right. What would happen? I mean, if they actually did switch back to a silver-backed currency, that's what we're talking about doing, or they're talking about doing, if that happened, what would be some of the results? What would you see in short term and then long term? What would happen?
Well, for one, you'd probably see a lot of Mexicans moving back to Mexico because there would be a lot of incentive to live there and to have a stable currency a true store of value as opposed to something that's losing value.
Who wants to trade in greenbacks? They're useless in comparison to there's this would be the only currency on earth probably backed by silver. Is there anything else anywhere else? I don't think there is.
I don't think there is. I've heard that I've heard some currencies are, but I have seen no evidence that in fact any other currency is backed by metal or anything of value.
And if it was, it would be the currency of choice.
There may be some places where they trade in precious metals, but they're just tribal economies.
Mexico would be become a
powerhouse.
Power player.
Yeah, and Hugo Salinas Price has a plan, a very well thought out plan to remonetize silver. It's straightforward, it's workable, and there's a few key elements. One is they'll have a 1 ounce one troy ounce pure silver coin minted by the Mexican Mint, which is currently the official coin with certain quite limited legal tender characteristics, but they'll just actually it won't have a face value on it. It will just be 1 ounce, and there'll be a daily exchange rate, so it will go alongside the existing paper peso. Kind of like the Liberty Dollar does, only it would be state sanctioned.
So some sort of a transitionary period. Basically?
Yes, yeah, exactly. But it would run in parallel, so that it would be more of a market type system for money. But he's thought this out very well, and I think what would happen, too, is that you'd have people there who could actually save money because there's no incentive to save when your currency is losing value.
Would I be able to, as somebody in another country, be able to buy a bunch of these silver pesos? Let's call them that.
They call them libertads, actually, I believe.
Libertads?
Yes,
would
libertads.
I be able to buy a bunch of those and sit them in a bank in Mexico and actually store my value as opposed to continue losing it here in the United States in the Federal Reserve note form?
Yeah, you could. In fact, you can buy libertads now. They have them available.
I see.
They're just not officially money there right now.
In the same way that the Liberty Dollar is not officially money here.
Yes.
But if it were officially money, then the banks would be dealing with it. And now, I don't know what's going to happen when it comes to the federal government in Mexico doing anything about this. It sounds like they're not going to do anything. I think it's probably safe to say they probably won't. But then again, if this guy can really get a groundswell going, if he can really communicate and he can get the governors on his side and more of the population on their side, presuming the voting isn't completely rigged, maybe they'll be able to elect some people that will make this happen. And if it does, then, again, they'll become an international powerhouse. People are going to drop their dollar reserves like crazy and start buying into these libertads, these silver libertads, and for good reason, because they'll hold their value. And so there'll be all kinds of business, financial and otherwise, coming to Mexico. And there's one, I think, possible good indicator of some positive things happening down there, and that is that the Mexican, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, the Mexican Banking Board has approved the Walmart banks for Mexico. They won't approve that here in the United States because the banking cartel here essentially says, whoa, they say, whoa, we can't have this kind of competition.
No,
scared.
They're making too much money on Walmart in this country with all the transaction fees they charge them. Walmart wants to have their own bank here to save on all those transaction fees.
Right. They want their own industrial bank so they can run their own credit card processing. But they won't even allow that in the United States. Down in Mexico, we're talking about not only industrial processing, but also individual accounts for regular Mexicans. And that's huge news. They're allowing that in Mexico, but not here in the United States. And so maybe that's a good positive sign that they're heading in the right direction as far as fiscal policy is concerned.
Let's hope so, but I think the Mexican government is really just a puppet of the American government. They'll do whatever they say.
They certainly backed down on that legalization plan. They had a legalization plan come up in 2006. It was just for minors, little possession of all sorts of narcotics, but they wanted to make it legal for you to have a hit of LSD or a bud of marijuana or something like that. And the U.S. turned on the pressure, and Vicente Fox, he buckled right under. And it was like no problem whatsoever to get them to comply. And it was sad.
And the 1994 Mexican currency crisis also created a lot of poverty among the poor and even the middle class in Mexico, and it's gotten worse ever since. And that, if you want to know why there's so many Mexicans pouring into America, look no further.
1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. On the way, the troop increase. We'll talk about it.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. There's over 1,300 people awaiting to talk to you on that bulletin board system. All kinds of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. And there's, in fact, over 165,000 posts there. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with us and the listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the National Real ID Program. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information and get registered. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, tonight, the president is supposed to give a speech about his plan for Iraq, and I don't know, I guess it was, what, 9 o'clock when he was supposed to do that? I haven't really been paying that much attention, as most of America won't be paying that much attention to what he has to say, as they typically don't. But one of the things he's been talking about, I guess, is increasing the troop count. And if you look at the results of the 2006 election, it apparently was the case that the American people voted for Democrats to get the Republicans the heck out.
Right, and you would think it was because of the war in general, it seems to me.
That's certainly what the polling numbers were showing, that Americans were and are fed up with the war in Iraq, and so that was one of the reasons why the Democrats were elected. Now, of course, we've seen shortly after their election, the Democrats hemming and hawing about, well, we can't do anything about this. We're just going to let him do his thing over there in Iraq because we want to get a minimum wage increase in,
right,
or whatever.
That's absolutely it. The Democrats want all these domestic issues run through, and they're willing to let the president do whatever the heck he wants over there.
They also, I think, want to give him a little bit of rope to hang himself further, too. So they can get a Democrat in the White House, too.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Maybe so. But let's go into their excuses, because this is an interesting story from ABC News, just listening to some of the excuses that they're making for themselves. The liberal lion of the U.S. Senate roared today. Senator Edward Kennedy from Massachusetts said, Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam.
That's pretty good.
The longtime opponent of the war in Iraq today introduced a bill that would require congressional approval for President Bush's anticipated move for a surge in troops to Iraq and would withhold all troops and dollars from being part of a surge if the measure were to fail. So it makes it sound like that they're doing something. That makes it sound like the Democrats are taking steps to put a stop to this increase of troops. That they're going to do something, and darn it, it's going to be effective. But within Democratic circles, Kennedy is finding opposition, as some senior Democrats claim they have no constitutional place in waging the war. Senator Joe Biden from Delaware told NBC on Sunday, quote, there's not much that I can do about it. Not much anybody can do about it.
Oh, come on.
He's the commander-in-chief. If he surges another 30, 20,000 or whatever number he's going to into Baghdad, it'll be a tragic mistake in my view, but as a practical matter, there's no way to say, Mr. President, stop.
Sounds to me like grandstanding. Give him more rope to hang himself. Here's another example of government screwing something up and then throwing even more money at a problem they've already screwed up to screw it up worse.
I've heard he's going to ask for another $100 billion.
They'll just print it right up.
Yep.
How can he not ask for another $100 billion?
Sure.
They're running out of money. They're going to have to bring them all home, and God knows it's important for us to have our military
cut
spread
and
out
run,
all over the place.
And then they'll follow us back.
That's
to
right.
America and
we'll be fighting
families.
In the streets of Ohio if we get out of Iraq. Come on.
The thing I find most interesting about this story and what they're saying is that we're Congress, and we can't do anything to stop this president. He's the president. He's the commander-in-chief. Whatever he says goes. We can't do anything. We're just Congress. When, in fact, I thought the whole point of Congress was to declare war and decide where and when to go to war and that sort of thing. They're completely ignoring that. It's as though they don't even have the ability to do those things.
Well, if you listen to Tony Snow and you look at what Bush is doing with bills that come across his desk with these signing statements, mm-hmm. I mean, he's essentially saying, well, you know, I don't like what Congress did with this bill, so I'm going to change it. What the heck is that? I mean, the president is turning into an elected dictator.
And they claim whenever he does that crap.
The presidency, I should say.
Whenever he does that crap, they always claim how it's legal. The Alberto Gonzalez will get on behind the podium and talk about how it's all fully legal, not a problem. And, of course, nothing's ever been done about it. No one's ever brought up any sort of issue in the Senate or charges or anything like that.
You know what this brings up for me, guys? You know, they always say, America's a democracy, democracy, democracy. Well, you know, throughout history, democracies always fail within 200 years because mm-hmm. the people figure out they can vote themselves a treasury, and the politicians pander, and whoever offers the most free stuff gets elected. And democracies are always followed by dictatorships because the system collapses.
So
under
we're
its
in
own
that
weight.
Transitory phase.
Yeah,
right now,
you can see it happening. You can see it happening.
Well,
dictatorship.
And I'm going to get into, here in a moment, a suggested reason as to why it's going this way, or why people are behaving this way. Going on with Biden's quote, he says, "It's unconstitutional to say, we're going to tell you you can go, but we're going to micromanage the war." Now, I sort of understand what he's saying, but they haven't told him he can go. Congress never told the president that he could go to war. There was never a declaration of war made for the war in Iraq. But he's acting as though that there was. He's acting as though that it's all okay, that we told him he could go to war, and it's all been done constitutionally. Not so. But it goes on. Biden's working on blah, 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 and they're talking about, now they're talking about some sort of a, what the Democrats are going to do, a symbolic vote or something like that, because they're acting like they can't do anything about it. So you ask yourself, well, why is that? Well, James Bovard is reporting at jimbovard.com, the perils of emergency power. The New York Times reported on June 23rd that President Bush invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to justify warrantless searches of Americans and other people's financial data. According to Treasury Undersecretary Stuart Levy, the U.S. government may have conducted hundreds of thousands of warrantless searches of Americans and others' personal financial data. The Bush administration used broad administrative subpoenas to commandeer said personal data, simply a bureaucratic command to give us the information. The media paid little attention to the law that the president invoked in order to justify said incursion. Instead, almost all the coverage and analysis was consumed by harangues over whether the New York Times was guilty of treason for informing Americans of what the federal government was up to. You remember that story?
Yeah.
But the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or the IEEPA, is not something safe to ignore. The law gives the president the prerogative to proclaim the existence of a, quote, unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States that originates, quote, in whole or substantial part outside of the United States. So once the president pushes this power, many of the limits to his other powers just vanish. This law was passed in 1977, codifying and slightly reforming some of the powers that Franklin Roosevelt had commandeered during the Great Depression. In 1973, a Congressional Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency reported, remember, let me reiterate the name of that committee. In 1973, a Congressional Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency reported that since March 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency.
What happened in 33?
The Depression and the confiscation of citizens' gold.
We'll get into that. The fact is, and apparently this is a fact, this isn't some crazy conspiracy kookery, this national emergency thing never been undeclared. And what does that mean for power of the president? We'll explore coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. And we put them up on our Shrine. And it's kind of neat, Mark. We've got different sections on the Shrine. You've got the validated amplifiers. Those are the ladies that are proving they listen to the show. And they also happen to be amplifiers. And that means they're sending us funds on a monthly basis to support the program. There's the validated ladies. Those are the women that have just taken the time to prove themselves, prove that they listen. And you can see what I mean by looking at the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. But then there's an older section of non-validated Shriners, and we've sort of closed off that section and
right.
sort of been retired at this point.
Well, the section's, it's retired in the sense that no one can get in, but it's
right.
it's just beneath the rest of them.
It was back before we'd come up with the idea for validation,
right.
and it was more of when we were a local show.
It was a lot easier to send in fakes at that point, but, you know, the internet was newer, too.
We were also more of a local show, so I think a lot
yeah.
of them were real.
Oh, absolutely. I know they were real. I met a lot of them.
Well, and it was just neat because one of the oldest Shriners that we had on there just emailed me out of the blue the other day, and it was, you know, I felt really good about that. Like, she found the show again.
Who was it?
Peggy was her name. She's one of the very first Shriners we ever had. She emailed out of the blue, and she found the show again, and it's just awesome when that happens. So, anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com. We're talking about something right now that's not so awesome. We're talking about the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Jim Bovard reporting at jimbovard.com. That back in 1977, this law was passed, and it gives the president the prerogative to proclaim the existence of an unusual or extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States that in whole or substantial part originates outside of the United States. And once they make this claim that said threat exists, then all of a sudden the president gets all sorts of new powers that he never would have normally had. Now, the law was passed in 1977, according to Mr. Bovard. In 1973, a Congressional Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency reported, since March 9th of 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. In fact, there are now, in effect, four presidentially proclaimed states of national emergency. In addition to the national emergency declared by President Roosevelt in 1933, there are also the national emergencies proclaimed by President Truman in 1950 during the Korean conflict, and the states of national emergency declared by President Nixon in 1970 and 1971. These proclamations give force to 470 provisions of federal law. These hundreds of statutes delegate to the president extraordinary powers, ordinarily exercised by Congress, which affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing ways. I'm still reading from the original report, this committee that was formed on the termination of the national emergency in the 70s. Continuing. It says, it'll affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing ways. The vast range of powers taken together confers enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes.
You hear that term rule, the word rule?
Yes.
Rule, that's dictatorship.
That was a term determined by this committee. This is a committee that was investigating terminating the emergency. Sounds like a government committee to me. They wanted to look into this. Like, what's it going to take to terminate these national emergencies that are going on? And what does a national emergency do? Well, it allows the entire government to be flipped on its head and essentially allows the executive branch to break all of the rules and do whatever the flip they want to do. And so it's no surprise when you shift back and you look at what's going on today and how Congress is just sort of deferent to the president, like, oh, the president can do whatever he wants. He's the president. The commander-in-chief can just do anything. They're not saying it's because it's the national emergency, and he might just do it anyway, even if there wasn't a national emergency, but it's interesting that there's a little bit of precedent here. Bovard continues, these emergency decrees had resulted in some of the most devastating power grabs in U.S. history. As a 2005 Congressional Research Service report noted, Roosevelt's proclamation was based on, quote, the somewhat questionable authority of the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. Roosevelt proclaimed a bank holiday, halting a major class of financial transactions by closing the banks, CRS noted. When Congress passed the Trading with the Enemy Act during the First World War, congressmen weren't thinking of average citizens in Omaha and Sioux Falls as the target of the legislation. Yet Roosevelt contorted the law to his purposes, and Congress effectively retroactively approved his action with the new legislation.
Just like they did with the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah, exactly right.
Bush did whatever he wanted as far as, interrogating prisoners, and then Congress went back and made it okay.
They always do it retroactively to cover their crimes so they can't be tried later on.
Yep. And remember, 1933, March 9th, was when the first declared national emergency occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same year, in 1933, on April 5th, Roosevelt commanded all citizens to surrender their gold to the government.
That's right.
No citizen was permitted to own more than $100 in gold coins, except for rare coins with special values for collectors.
And actually, if you read the order, it actually says subjects of the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yes.
Gold was thus turned into the same type of contraband substance that rum had been during Prohibition. It's a prohibition on most gold ownership. Roosevelt used the same hoarding rhetoric against anyone who owned gold that Stalin used against Ukrainian peasants who sought to retain part of their wheat harvest to feed their families. You know, under communism and everything. But while Stalin sent execution squads to kill the peasants who had a few bushels of grain hidden in their hovels, Roosevelt was kinder and gentler, seeking only 10-year prison sentences for any citizen who dared retain more than 5 double eagle gold coins. On August 15th, 1971, President Nixon imposed wage and price controls, thereby effectively criminalizing tens of millions of actions every day. He based this seizure of power on the threat of inflation. But at the same time that his enforcement agents brought the weight of government upon the head of any business that didn't kowtow to his guidelines, he also directed the Federal Reserve to flood the nation with new paper money, thereby causing inflation.
And the oil crisis.
At the same time that he undermined the value of the dollar, Nixon also closed the gold window, prohibiting foreigners from redeeming their dollars for anything more than a tough luck shrug from the U.S. government.
And by the way, since that 1971 move by Nixon, the dollar has lost 80% of its purchasing power.
80%?
80% since 71, about 97% since 1913.
Wow. That's tremendous. Such powers may have helped inspire Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's famous saying, quote, the illegal, we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer, end quote. I've never actually heard that saying
no.
before. And it's, it about sums up what goes on with government today.
Yeah.
They just do whatever they want to do.
Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats.
Yep, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats.
Because don't forget, Roosevelt was a Democrat.
And don't forget that, remember when we said nothing was going to change when the Democrats got in power?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it right now. Nothing is going to change.
The more things change, the more they stay the same, to cite another cliche. And yes, Roosevelt was a Democrat and Nixon was a Republican.
Yep.
So the printing presses helped further a boom that ensured a second term for Nixon, at least until he was driven from office in disgrace. Nixon's abuses of power helped spurn concern about the extent of emergency power. The 1973 Congressional Committee sought to bring together the body of statutes which had been passed by Congress, conferring extraordinary powers upon the executive branch in times of national emergency. But there were so many such provisions that no one had ever kept track of them. The committee's report lamented, quote, "This has been a most difficult task. Nowhere in the government, either in the executive or legislative branches, did there exist a complete catalog of all emergency statutes. Many were aware that there had been a delegation of an enormous amount of power, but of how much power? No one knew. The government itself couldn't even figure out what laws were on the books. How on earth they expect us to know is another question." But the report continues, "In order to correct the situation, the special committee staff was instructed to work with the executive branch, the Library of Congress, and knowledgeable legal authorities to compile an authoritative list of delegated emergency powers." Unfortunately, we're back to Jim Bovard, this didn't persuade Congress to pull the plug on this nonsense. Instead, the 1977 Act perpetuated many of the same powers. So, all of the research, all of the things that they did, didn't actually do anything about any of it. The states of emergency are still in effect today. The public papers of the presidents contains notice after notice of the IEEPAs being invoked, yet almost all of these national emergencies are as bogus as $3 bills. And then they go through a list of some of the excuses that they use to continue to claim that there's a state of national emergency. Do you guys feel like there's an emergency in the United States today? Do we need to be under a state
no.
of national emergency?
Well, wait, it's for our protection.
That's right. There's terrorism now, Mark. You forgot about that. A constant threat of terrorism for
well,
that.
They have to keep a threat going. Otherwise, they won't be able to grow the government.
Yep, exactly. And that's what they're doing. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country.
Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here, and you can still take control of the airwaves, though. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And that is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, Free Talk Live stuff. We got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and t-shirts. We got the Free Marketeer flag, DVD archive, collector's sets. They're all there for you. Store.freetalklive.com to place your order and shop around. That's store.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can also shop at amazon.freetalklive.com to get everything you might possibly need to buy in life. I mean, whether it be accessories, whether it be clothing, sporting goods, books, DVDs, I mean, it's all there. 35 categories to shop from, including their brand new grocery store, amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop there, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about power grabs. We're talking about the state of emergency that has been in effect in the United States since 1933 and has never been repealed. And when you make a claim like that, and we've had people make claims that, oh, the United States is bankrupt and blah, blah, blah. And when you first hear claims like that, it sounds kookery. It sounds like kookery. It sounds like cracked pottery. But this is the real deal. Like, we really are still in a state of emergency since 1933. And in fact, three other states of emergency have been proclaimed since then.
And never repealed.
And never repealed. And JimBovard.com pointing out that these states of emergency allow the president vastly increased powers over what he's constitutionally supposed to have. Now, of course, Congress has created these parameters in the first place, so they essentially said, this is okay, all you have to do is just claim there's an emergency, we'll have a state of emergency, and then you can just do whatever you want there, Prez. That's what they've done. And now you can see the results of it in the way they're behaving today, and that is that the president, the executive branch, just does whatever it wants, and Congress sits on its thumbs and says, as we were quoting from an article earlier, there's nothing we can do. We're Congress. We can't do anything to stop this guy. It's crazy. 800-259-9231.
But we're not really operating under a state of emergency. Maybe we're under a state of emergency in the sense that they have not rescinded them. But no one's saying, hey, we're in a state of emergency,
of course not.
So these powers that the president's using here, they're legal.
Yeah, no one's saying that, but it's the case.
They've been acting as if we've been under that for a long time, and a lot of people don't understand why they break down your door and do certain things when they don't seem to have any right to, but maybe they can cite that to a private, to a judge in a hidden court somewhere.
Well, and remember, the beginning of Bovard's article points out that they did mention in the news when President Bush was caught spying on people's financial transactions, they did mention that it has to do with the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And then that was it. They just sort of, this is why this is happening. It's legal. And then all the constitutional people say, well, it's legal. Of course, it's not. It's an outrage against the original system that the Founding Fathers set up. But they've been doing all sorts of outrageous things for the longest time. And I just find it interesting to point out this fact.
Technically, any law that's passed that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void.
Yes, but if the people and the judicial branch don't do anything about it, then they'll continue acting as though everything's peachy keen. And that's what they're doing right now. And in fact, Bovard points out a couple of examples of, in the last 15 years, the U.S. government has proclaimed international emergencies in order to justify boycotts against Haiti, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Libya for various excuses. On its face, to claim that there's an international emergency because some sub-Saharan government is trampling its people's rights is absurd. It's the job description of most governments in the world, in that part of the world, to trample people's rights. Yet issuing this label
certainly seems to be.
It permits presidents to strut around and act as though they have a magic wand to inflict justice upon the world. The IEEPA allows the feds to prohibit all trade and levy heavy penalties on Americans who buy and sell from people of whom the U.S. politicians don't approve. The IEEPA was continually invoked by three presidents to justify the blockade of Iraq, which lasted from 1990 to 2003. The sanctions on Iraq resulted in boosting the infant and young child mortality rate by 150% because they couldn't get medicines. Columbia University professor and epidemiologist and expert on the effects of sanctions estimated that in 2003 the sanctions had resulted in up to 529,000 infant and young child fatalities. Apparently, in the eyes of Presidents George Bush, Bill Clinton, and the other George Bush, America would have been gravely threatened if the blockade had not ravaged the children of Iraq and the entire economy. The IEEPA can give the government boundless arbitrary power over how Americans spend their money. As Wikipedia noted, the Department of Justice has brought IEEPA charges against Americans who traveled to Iraq in advance of 2003's invasion to act as human shields on the basis that they spent money while in Iraq.
Huh.
They were using this act to bring charges against those people because of the blockade. According to the feds, Americans, in effect, automatically became criminals when they got in the way of the Pentagon's killing of foreigners. The notion that pittances that dissident Americans spent in Baghdad prior to shock and awe somehow created an international economic emergency is total hokum. Yet federal prosecutors solemnly filed those charges in court. And you can bet those people had to face them. The current IEEPA case involving Bush's order to conduct warrantless financial surveillance may yet draw attention to the underlying power that he used. In the coming weeks and months, other details of the surveillance scheme might leak out. It's likely that the government has gone much further than Americans yet realize.
You know they have.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, neither Congress nor the courts have done much to restrain these emergency so-called power grabs. As Robert Higgs and Charlotte Twite noted in a 1987 study for the Independent Institute, quote, the Supreme Court has ruled on several occasions on the permissibility of emergency powers. These decisions constitute a melancholy chapter of constitutional history, a record of evasion and capitulation of the judicial function, against which many justices on the minority side have objected. So they're doing all of this with the blessing of the Supreme Court. They know what's going on. And they're doing nothing to step in. So once again, it comes down to all three branches of the government are complicit in fostering bigger and bigger government upon the people.
Well, that seems obvious.
Right. And they're all doing it so-called legally. Because the Congress passes these laws.
But they're all lawyers, that's why.
Exactly. Congress passes a law that allows for emergency powers. The president invokes the emergency powers. The president becomes all the more powerful as a result of doing so. Again, he invoked them back in 1933, still going today. The president's invoked some more emergency powers over time. Comes to the justices in the Supreme Court and they say, no problem. Stamp of approval. It's all done and over with at that point. There's not much a jury can do to stop this.
No.
Well, if you ever decide to run for Congress, you better be a Boy Scout, because believe me, you're under constant surveillance if you're a congressman or a senator.
Really?
Or you work for the government at that level. And anything that they can get on you... there'll be a file.
Yeah.
They use that as leverage against a lot of people. You got like
the blackmail you.
Yeah, Ron Paul is a Boy Scout, basically, so they can't get him. They can't control him.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, and there are a few others, too. But be aware of that. Anybody out there who plans on running for office, you better really be on your best behavior.
And Bovard finishes with an interesting observation. He says, in the era of the Founding Fathers, Americans referred to emergency as the tyrant's plea. Unfortunately, far too many Americans have forgotten why tyranny is a bad thing. Instead, they wait to be rescued by politicians seizing absolute power. Too few, and we saw what happened when people wait for rescue from politicians in the Katrina debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Too few Americans recognize that the loss of inviolable rights might be the biggest emergency of them all. And unfortunately, they have already been lost. At this point, it's a transitory period, like it was suggested earlier. We're transitioning from essentially the democracy, which, of course, we weren't originally supposed to be a democracy. It was supposed to be a representative republic. We're transferring now to a dictatorship, and it's all the whole way has been paved very slowly, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, this sort of bit by bit increasing the heat on the frogs in the boiling pan, and we're the frogs. And we haven't figured it out yet.
Well, some Americans are scrambling to give up our rights. You know, they want to give up other people's rights, really, is what they want to do. And in the process, we're all giving up our own.
Why are people so complacent nowadays? I mean, this never would have happened 50...
They're comfortable.
Well, they're comfortable. Yeah.
Television. Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Food. Grocery stores.
Yeah. Chemicals in the water and everything.
Cell phones.
We're very, very spoiled.
Yeah.
And they don't feel like they're unfree. They can still get up in the morning and choose which direction they want to walk down the street for now. Of course, that's not necessarily going to be the case in New Orleans soon. And we don't have the time to get into the story, but there's news that New Orleans is going to be setting up roadblocks. They were looking at a curfew. They haven't yet gone to the curfew point, but apparently because the government can't handle investigating murders, there have been a few murders there in New Orleans. They can't round anybody up. They can't capture anybody. There's just, you know, like, what is it, like one murder a day has been happening in New Orleans so far this year or within the past several months?
It's a lot.
And so they're using that as an excuse to institute roadblocks. I'll try to pull up some more information on that. Roadblock thing.
Well, maybe they should just give people their guns back down there, and then they can defend themselves.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Bring you more programming tomorrow night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, 10 a.m.